tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Ground. This is a place where you get real conversations, real connections, and absolutely no filter. Welcome, everybody. How's everybody doing today? Hope everybody's doing great. Well, let's get right into the show. Over the past few weeks, it feels like every time I come on this podcast, I'm talking about another tragedy. And this time, it's the shooting reported at Brown University and another deadly shooting in Australia. In both cases, innocent lives were lost, families were shattered, and others were left injured and traumatized, carrying scars that would never fully heal. Campuses and public spaces, places meant for learning, safety, and community, have again been turned into scenes of fear and chaos. What makes this even harder to process is the growing sense that these acts are fueled by deep hatred, anger, and loss of basic respect for human life. No matter the country, the pattern feels the same: violence driven by cruelty and indifference, leaving communities to mourn while the world briefly reacts and then moves on. It forces us to ask uncomfortable questions about who we are becoming, why so much hate feels normalized, and how many more lives must be lost before we take seriously the work of choosing empathy, accountability, and humanity over evil. Now, let's get right into the show, okay? I just had to say that because of what happened yesterday at Brown University. Lives were lost. And today in Australia, again, this mass shooting, man. There's too much going on in this world today. And we need to figure out why and try to do something about it. It just breaks my heart when I see things like that. So now let's get right into the show. Today's topic of the show is political apathy. Why people think politics doesn't matter. I'm going to say something, all right? A lot of times when I talk to people that I know, family, friends, you know, and I always be like, you know what though? I'm not into politics. I don't care about politics. Politics is not me, right? And sometimes it really bothers me though. Because how I feel about that is like, if you don't do politics, politics will always going to do you. Whether you like politics or not, right? You know what I mean? The thing that you buy at the grocery store, politics. The gas that you get for your car, politics, right? The little kitchen utensils that you buy, it's all politics. Whether you like it or not. Okay, in some shape or form, yeah, certain things in life, yeah, we probably cannot do things so much about, right? But if we do pay attention and at least see what's going on, you know what I mean? Maybe we could try to make things better when it comes to politics. And that's my own opinion, okay? Like I said, politics, if you don't do politics, politics is going to always do you. Okay, you know what I mean? If you're trying to buy a house right now and the cost of housing is going up, fashion is politics, okay? So let's get right into it. The rise of political disengagement. Okay, so many young Americans openly say politics doesn't matter because they feel disconnected from both parties, right? Surveys by Pew Research show that over 30% of young adults believe voting has little impact on their lives. When people feel powerless, disengagement becomes their default reaction, right? And I hear that all the time, right? And I would believe, especially us, at the older generation, you know what I mean? You don't have to be in politics 100%, right? I understand that because we all have busy lives. We're about working. You know what I mean? A lot of times we don't have time to really pay attention to see what's going on, right? But I do believe it is our duty and it is our responsibility to really talk to our young folks about politics, right? About what's going on in the world. You know what I mean? Because they are the future right now. You know what I mean? If you don't know, a lot of the new generation right now, the retirement age is 67 right now. Eventually, they're going to want to raise the retirement age to 70. I know some of y'all in your 20s right now, in your 30s, don't give a damn right now. But whenever y'all reach that age, they're like, damn, I got, you know what I'm saying? I thought retirement age was 67, and now I got to work for another extra 3 years. So like in my generation, right, when the damn retirement age was at one time 65. And now, in my generation now, they raise the retirement age to 67. Because they're saying Americans are living longer, right? So they want to get, the government is trying to squeeze as much money as they can from you. As much money as they can from you, right? So politics do matter. The illusion, right, of stability. Most people assume rights will always be there because they've never seen them taken away. But history shows rights often disappear slowly and legally. E.g., the Voting Rights Act rolled back in 2013, documented by the Brennan Center. Stability is only an illusion until someone challenges, right? The Voting Rights Act went on. The Supreme Court just kicked back a couple years ago. Abortion, you know what I mean? Women right to have an abortion. In our lifetime, I would never thought I would see those type of things kicking back in our lifetime. Those things that's been in at least before I was born, right? And now a lot of those things are being taken away from us. Rights don't vanish overnight. Government actions often change in small increments. Policies by policy, bill by bill. The public rarely notice until a final decision pushes society over a cliff. This gradual erosion is why scholars warn about democratic backsliding, right? So let's talk about this for a second. Excuse me, these politicians, what they do, they create a lot of chaos just to distract you, right? They do that all the time. You know what I mean? And while you're being distracted, they are creating bills, right, to roll back your rights, to do things that, you know, if you know about it, if you know about these type of things, you'll be outraged. So what they do, they say all kinds of outlandish things just to make you mad, right, just to get you off your game. And that's one thing we need to stop allowing these politicians to do. You know what I mean? And sometimes I always believe a lot of these reporters on both sides are the right-wing reporters, those reporters that's in the middle, those reporters that are to the left, right? A lot of times they do not hold these politicians accountable, right? Because sometimes when they ask these politicians questions, and in my mind, damn, they should be asking follow-up questions behind what they just say, right? And sometimes these politicians, they try to avoid the question and deflect. A lot of them do that. They deflect, and instead of these reporters, push them. You know what I mean? Push them for them to answer the question, but they don't do that. And to me, they're doing a disservice to the American people. So, Gen X grew up with fewer surveillance tools, fewer school restrictions, and a stronger job market. Gen Z is entering adulthood with shrinking opportunities, rising prices, and increased political tensions. This shift creates a sense that freedom is narrowing with each generation, right? Like I said, right, my generation, you know what I'm saying? At one point, we had jobs, right? It might not be the greatest job that you want, but there was jobs out there. We could pick and choose, no problem. You know what I mean? And now, for the new, younger generation, they should be having it easier right now. But for some reason, for them. It's going to be harder for them to get jobs, especially with things like AI coming in. You know what I mean? Just like I said before, right? Once before, that within the next 5 years to 10 years, AI is going to be killing a lot of people's jobs, right? For the new generation, it's going to be harder for them to even get jobs. Some of them probably going to have to stay at their parents' house till they're well in their 30s. I'm telling you, man, it's going to be really hard, right? The rights that are being rolled back, you know what I mean? My grandkids is going to have less rights than I did. That's a shame, man. Jobs are going to be very harder to get. You know what I mean? Because one thing about the government pissed me off. The government is not a proactive government. The government is a reactive government. They're going to wait till the last minute to try to figure things out when it's too damn late. When people out there are suffering and trying to struggle and are struggling, right? That's what the government does. You know what I mean? They're more reactive instead of proactive. They need to be doing things right now to prepare for the future. Not wait until the last damn minute when people out there are struggling. Sad to me. So ignoring politics allowed harmful policies to pass unchallenged. The people who stay silent become the easiest to control. History has shown repeatedly that the oppressed suffer the most when political engagement is low, right? When we don't pay attention, especially us in the ghetto, why think, you know, in the ghetto right now, things keep happening to us, right? To the poor folks. Because we don't pay attention, right? We just let shit go. Look at what's going on in New York. Let's say Harlem, for example, right? Let's use Harlem for New York, for example. Look what they're doing right now, gentrifying Harlem, moving out all the poor people, right, of Harlem, moving them all out and building, and how they're doing it? They're building expensive apartments and places, right, that to live where the average people that live in the area can't afford anymore. So they're pricing them out. That's what they're doing. Harlem, New York, right? Remember, there was one point when Harlem, New York was all white. And then guess what? Black folks started moving in, and then white people started moving out. And guess what black people did to Harlem? They made Harlem very historical, right? They created businesses, doing whatever. Yeah, Harlem was never perfect, but they did some great things to Harlem, right? And now they're going back to that area. They're going back to how it once was, right? Because we don't pay attention, people. See what I'm saying? We don't pay attention. Look at D.C. Same stuff. D.C. at one point was once damn near all white people, right? And I just found this out, though. A black man helped design Washington, D.C. A black man, former slave, right? A slave. Help design Washington, D.C. Does that note that? Now, right? D.C. at one point was damn near all white people lived in D.C. Then black folks started moving in. They used to even call D.C. Chocolate City. And now they're doing the same to D.C., trying to price the black people out of D.C. or make it where the only rich people live in D.C. You understand me? Right? Because we don't pay attention to politics. Like I said, if you don't pay attention, if you don't do politics, politics is going to do you, right? Now, the voter suppression, right? New voting laws, ID requirements, reduced polling locations, and purging of voter rolls are appearing in over 25 states, right? These changes disproportionately hurt poor and minority voters, right? Political apathy gives lawmakers room to operate unchecked. You know what I mean? The only thing about this part I don't mind is ID requirements. You know what I mean? I do believe you should have your damn ID when you go vote. That's like anything else. It's like you need your ID to travel. You know what I mean? $30 at the DMV to get you there and you state issue ID. Even if you ain't got the money, get a little money, put up $5 here and there. $5 here until you have enough money to pay to get an ID. You know what I mean? Because I think everybody should have some form of ID on them anyway. God forbid if something happened to them, you know what I mean, that people could identify them, right? So it's good to have an ID anyway on them at all times, point blank. But anything else, though, you know what I mean, reducing polling locations, because not everybody have a damn car, right? So they reduce, so you got to travel extra far just to go vote. They do these type of things because they're afraid. And they do it mostly in the black neighborhood, man, because they are afraid of you, black folks. Yeah, I don't realize that. The white people, I'm not talking about if they're afraid of you physically. No, they're not. But they're afraid of you. The white folks are afraid of you right now. A lot of them are. Because they know if you stick together as one unit, you're very unstoppable. You understand that, right? Imagine as black people, poor black people, y'all stick together, right, as one unit. I remember one time, my cousin and I were talking one time, and I was saying, you know, black people aren't a monolithic type of people, right? And he said something to me, and I had to think about it. He said, no, I don't. He said, you know what? We should be monolithic when it comes to certain things. You see what I'm saying? We should be. Because right now, a lot of us, some of us are divided. You know what I mean? Some of us are divided. Imagine if we are on one accord as black people here in the United States of America. Man, trust me. And when I talk about black people, not just black Americans. I'm talking about the Jamaicans. I'm talking about the Africans. The Somalians. Right? The Ugandans. The people from Ghana. You see what I'm saying? People from all over the islands. Black, right? Imagine we come to America and we stick together. Wow. Do you know great thing we can accomplish? And think about it, right? We don't need to do nothing about violence. Let those other people be violent. We don't need to be violent unless we are threatened. Now, if you're threatened, that's a different story. Then we got to protect ourselves, right? But we don't need to be violent. We just need to use our head and be smart and stick together, man. You know what I mean? One thing I do actually miss to see a lot of black leaders, man. You know, especially some entertainers. They know, like back in the day when they had people like Muhammad Ali. He spoke his damn mind. He would go on the white man's TV and speak his damn mind. I bet you a lot back then, a lot of white people probably couldn't stand his ass. But again, I bet you a lot of white folks still love him too, right? Imagine the black folks love him, right? People like Harry Belafonte, right? People like Dick Gregory. Those were entertainers, you know what I mean? That spoke the mind against injustice of what's going on, right? Those entertainers helped to usher stuff like the Voting Rights Act, you know what I mean? And even with the abortion and all the stuff that's going on, right? Law. Those entertainers help. Even back in the 80s, when hip-hop was started getting popular, you understand me? Excuse me. Rappers such as Public Enemy, rappers like KRS-One, you know what I mean? Those type of rappers. Back in the 90s, rappers like Poor Righteous Teachers, they had a statement to make in their music. You know what I mean? Bob Marley, in his music, made statements, man. And that's what we need to get back to. You understand me? People with voices and platforms to make statements. You know, you see what I'm saying? If you lose fans, hey, so be it. Those people want your damn fans any damn way. You know what I mean? They ain't gonna ride with you anyway, right? But sometimes in life today, I believe you gotta take a stance against injustice, against what's going on today, right? We need to start doing that by taking a stance, man. Because there's more poor people in this country than there are rich people. Point blank. And we can make things happen if we stick together. You know what I mean? What the government like to do, they like to divide us, divide and conquer, right? Because they know, right, those rich people give them millions of dollars. But what they don't realize, though, right, is imagine if they invest more in the poor people in this country. Trust me, there's so many things that I've been thinking about, man. And I always say, if rich people like be like, you know what, though? I don't like America no more. I'm leaving America, right? And America be like, fine with that. You go. And then invest in the poor people, right? So they could create their own small businesses and still pay their taxes, their damn taxes. You know what I'm saying? Because no matter how much a rich person complain, they ain't going to damn where. I don't give a damn how much they complain. They're going to still keep their business right here in America. Because here in America, we spend money. Black folks, white folks, everybody. We spend money like no other. Right? You know, you understand me, right? You know, even if we ain't got the money, a lot of times, which is crazy, we put the shit on the damn credit card. So we spend money. So these rich people could talk trash all day. I'm leaving the United States of America. I don't like it no more. They ain't going to damn where. Just like when Mom Dami won the mayorship in New York. So rich poor folks were like, you know what? I'm leaving New York City. Where the hell they going? They ain't going to damn where. You know why? Because they make a lot of money in New York. Money talks. Everything else walks, right? These people make a lot of money in New York. You see what I'm saying? So these people ain't going no damn where. They talk all the trash that they want. But they know they're not going anywhere. Because money. It's all about that mighty dollar. It's all about the mighty dollar. And New York, right now, you know what I'm saying, makes a lot of money. Tourism, shows, plays, a lot of businesses in New York. You know what I mean? So these people ain't going to damn where. Okay, another thing, right? Book bans, right? Book bans are rising nationwide, especially in subjects involving race, sexuality, and history. PEN America reports thousands of banned books in the past 2 years. This is a direct attack on informed citizenship, right? Now, when we talk about book bans, especially like when I was watching news a couple of years ago, and then these people banning books in Florida, I'm like, when did people really be thinking about banning people's books, right? A lot of times the books are about maybe black people that write the books. It could be books about LGBTQ. First of all, you know what I mean? If the LGBTQ book, your child should be reading that book any damn way. You know what I mean? Your child should be reading those type of stuff anyway. Until they become adults or whatever, right? But sometimes it made me think too, right? A lot of times when we talk about banning books, a lot of times to me, it's a lot of these stay-at-home moms who probably got rich husbands or husbands that got great jobs, so they stay at home, have nothing else to do with their life but cause trouble. That's how I feel sometimes. You know what I mean? They ain't got nothing else to do. The kids, a lot of times the kids are in school. So sometimes they might go to the library, be on the internet, whatever they do. You know what I'm saying? Do whatever they do things. And they might see something. I'm like, nah, I don't like this crap. I don't like this damn book. And let me call my girlfriends, man. Let me call my girlfriends up. And say, you know, hey, girl, guess what? I saw this book up on this LGBTQ. You know? I don't like it. We need to make a stand. We need to talk to the governor. Let's do it. And all the mothers who don't work, don't have a damn job, don't pay the tax, don't pay taxes. The husband do it all. Yeah. See what I'm saying? That's like when I was in the military, right? And these type of people get my damn nerve. These type of women, these women that husbands are like officers, like captains and majors, right? Big high-ranking people, their husbands are. And these women do not have jobs. So guess what they do? Sometimes they have the little women, the FRG groups, whatever, which is fine, right? Sometimes they hang out at a PX or do whatever in the middle of the day, right? And what they do, they think they're in the military. A lot of times, some of these women, they like to correct soldiers, right? Hey, my mom, you know what I'm saying? These women aren't in the military. It's your damn job. So I'm saying? Because they ain't got nothing better to do. But find out, but watch everything that's wrong. I have nothing better to do with the damn lives. Seriously though, right? So they want to correct people. You give me some minor stuff, whatever. You probably wearing your hat wrong, this and that, or you're wearing a hat inside the building. There's some still small, right? Like, hey, my mind, like, you're not in that military. My goddamn business, man. Tend to your damn family. Shoot. You know what I'm saying? I've been feeling sometimes, though, man. You know what I mean? Their wives, though, man. Sometimes they get out of hand, though, man. You know what I'm saying? There's someone that needs to find something to do. Get a damn job. Do something. Work part-time. Stay busy. Shoot. You know what I'm saying? Tend to your damn kids, right? That's how I feel. Now, the surveillance expanded without public awareness. Citizens are increasing facial recognition program and digital monitoring, which I actually like this part right here. The ACLU has warned that surveillance often expands faster than regulation. When people aren't paying attention, their privacy disappears. That part right there, you know what I'm saying, made me upset right there. But I remember one time, there was one show, I think it was on Fox or something, and they were saying how they be catching a lot of criminals, man. I'm like, damn, technology like that? Woo! I mean, right, they have cameras everywhere, and these cameras are like high-tech cameras surveilling people to catch these daggers of criminals, man. You know what I mean? You could be driving a damn car from Arkansas all the way to damn Memphis, Tennessee, right? And those cameras are tracking you everywhere you go. You know what I mean? Certain cities, though, do have those type of cameras. Trust me. I'm like, damn, it's crazy. Things are really getting high tech these days, right? But sometimes we got to be careful, though, because, you know what I'm saying? These damn people be watching you. The damn government be watching you, and you probably wouldn't even know about it. You know what I mean? Now, social media as a political weapon, too. The algorithm determines what people believe long before they realize it. Viral misinformation spreads faster than truth, right? According to the MIT research, without awareness, young people are shaped by invisible forces. How many of y'all out there is mention something? Say, you know what, though? Tomorrow, I'm hungry. I'm gonna go to the Texas Roadhouse to eat some nice juicy steak. Then a couple hours later on, you open up your damn phone, in a damn commercial about Texas Roadhouse, right? Sometimes I've been feeling these damn phones be listening to everything that we say, right? All this stuff that's going on, you know what I'm saying? Open up your damn social media, and all those things is just happening. I'm like, damn, in my mind, I'm like, wow. Me and my wife could be talking. I could just mention something like, let's take a vacation next month, next couple months. Next thing you know, I'm seeing damn commercial about different resorts. That's crazy to me. See, that phone be listening to us, man. I don't know what's going on, man. But sometimes we got to be careful, though, right? Now, while wages have stayed flat for decades, the cost of housing, education, and food has skyrocketed. The economic squeeze creates anger, but not always political action. People get tired people lose their voices. Right? When was the last time America had raised the minimum wage? Huh? The national minimum wage has been about $7.50, right? For the past, 15 years or so? You know what I mean? I remember Bernie Sanders, right? And a lot of people from the Democratic Party, to say what you want to say, but they do want to raise the national average to $15 an hour. And you know what I'm saying? Think about it, man. Imagine you're a grown-ass adult, right? Working for $7.50 an hour. You see what I'm saying? Tired to me, man. While raising the price of groceries. You know what I mean? The raising price of education, all that stuff. All the stuff is just going up there. And we don't see nothing about it. We can't do nothing about it. It bothered me though, man. You know what I'm saying? This is America, man. America. There's something that we really should be thinking about when it comes to the poor folks, right? The average American. You know what I mean? The average American should be making $7.50 an hour working two damn jobs because they got kids. They got to take care of the children. They got to buy groceries, pay their rent, all that stuff. To me, that is ridiculous. Healthcare access getting worse. Millions of Americans are underinsured or uninsured, especially in low-income communities. The CDC reports that many skip necessary medical care because of cost. Healthcare becomes a political issue only when people can no longer afford to stay healthy. I don't know if y'all paying attention. When I say politics is going to do you, if you don't pay attention, by the end of the year, right, if the House doesn't come to some kind of resolution, right, something, a lot of people are going to lose their health care by the end of this year, come January 1st. Because how they're going to pay their health care premium, you're going to double. How are they going to afford that stuff? Imagine if you're paying $300 a month for your family for health care, right? I guarantee probably more than that. You know what I mean? From your job, right? Now, you might be paying $600 a damn month. You see what I'm saying? That's a lot of damn money, right? It's either healthcare or food or rent. Which one are you going to choose? Which one will you choose? You understand me, right? Why can't we have universal healthcare? You know what I mean? Bernie Sanders, right? When he brought it up, I never thought about that before until he brought it up. Why can't we have universal health care? Canada does. Germany does. Why can't we have universal health care, huh? Take care of the American citizens, man. These people that pay taxes in this country, right? The honest American citizen, right? That pay their damn taxes. Healthcare should be automatic, at least basic healthcare. You see what I'm saying? Now, like surgery and all that stuff, yeah, probably so, but you know what I'm saying? That's not a talking point. But basic healthcare, though, man, right? I believe that that we should have universal healthcare. Now, the Affordable Care Act has been out since 2010, for 15 years. The Affordable Care Act has been out. And the Republicans hate it. They can't stand it. In Donald Trump's first campaign in 2016, he campaigned on repealing the Affordable Care Act, right? And may this man rest in peace. John McCain saved the Affordable Care Act when Trump was president, right? McCain saved the Affordable Care Act. Ain't no sidebar. I wish they could do that movie about John McCain. Like he was a prisoner of war. They need to do that movie about his life. But I digress. Now, right? He saved the Affordable Care Act, right? Now, they're not Republicans. If they don't like the Affordable Care Act, you know what I'm saying? Like me personally, I'm not mad if they come up with something better than the Affordable Care Act and say, no, it's not working. Let's come up with something better. These damn Republicans haven't had 15 damn years to do something about it. Right? And who's going to suffer? It's the people that voted for these Republicans is going to suffer the most when it comes to the Affordable Care Act. It's not perfect. By far, it's not perfect. And what they could really do, they could expand on it. Say, no, let's tweak this, let's tweak that. Let's make it better. Right? I don't believe just because a black man came up with this stuff. Because even back in the 90s, even Bill Clinton tried to do some kind of healthcare reform when he was president, right? But he couldn't make it happen. But Obama made it happen. And a lot of the white folks are losing their damn mind because of that shit. Let's be real about it. You know what I'm saying? Let's be real about it. They're losing their mind because a black man came up with this crap. With this, right? Now think about this, right? The Affordable Care Act. When the Affordable Care Act, before it came into play, when people had pre-existing conditions, no insurance company is going to touch you. If you had diabetes, if you had cancer and you're trying to get some insurance, no insurance company was going to touch you. But the Affordable Care Act stopped that from happening, right? It's not perfect. It's not perfect by far. And it can be critiqued. It can be fixed. But the Republicans, right, do not have an answer to that. They don't. They have 15 damn years to figure something out, man. You trying to tell me you can't figure nothing out in 15 years? I mean, y'all don't give a damn. Only time y'all care is when it suits y'all. Right? I'm telling you right now, the Democratic Party is not perfect by far. But at least this is the party right now that's fighting for your healthcare insurance. Right? Yeah, they're not perfect. You know what I'm saying? Both parties have the issues. But at least for right now, the Democratic Party is fighting for you. And even for the people that didn't vote for y'all, right? Right? For them, right? They're still fighting. And who's going to have it worse? Is the one in the red states. The Trump supporters. The MAGA people. They're the one that's going to have it the worst. Because I'm telling you right now, if you look it up, the blue states do better with health insurance. If y'all did not know that, look it up. Okay? The blue states do better with health insurance. Everything you find online. Everything. This is 2026. You know what I mean? In today's time, we should never be ignorant to the fact anymore. When we can just do a simple Google search. Right? We need to stop that. You know, back in the day, right? Before the internet came to be. Politicians could tell you any damn thing. And then a lot of times, we would take their word for it because they're politicians. Well, yeah, they ain't gonna lie to us. If we, you know what I'm saying? If we align with the party, right? Not anymore. Because right now, I don't give a damn if we're watching the TV, the news. If a Republican come on there and say something, I'm going to Google it. If something that even interests me, I'm going to Google it. It's what they say. If a Democratic person comes on there and say something, I'm not going to believe it, that person because they're a damn Democrat. Hell no. That's dumb. I'm going to Google what the thing that they say if I'm really interested in the topic. And you see what I'm saying? If I want to find out more, I'm going to Google to see what the people are talking about. Because I'm telling you right now, sometimes both parties does it, man. Both parties do it. A lot of times they lie. Just make some kind of talking points. They come on TV and they lie. And these damn reporters, some of these journalists, especially on Fox News, don't challenge these people, man. They don't. A lot of times they don't challenge them. They just make them say any kind of crap, knowing that crap is a damn lie. You know what I'm saying? So, right? Now the privacy, right? Your privacy is shrinking. Each new law governing technology tends to favor corporations over individuals. Data brokers and major tech companies now collect massive amounts of information from children and teens, right? Most people sign away rights without realizing it. Think about it, right? These damn companies, man. It is gathering your information, and there's nothing we can do about it. Because a lot of us love our social media. But these companies are stealing our damn information, and we don't know what the hell they're doing with it. The Facebooks, the Instagrams, the TikTok. We don't know what these damn companies are doing with our information. You know what I'm saying? I believe, hey, if they're making money off our info, guess what they need to do? Give us a damn cut. See what I'm saying? Give us a small percentage, right? If these damn companies are making money off our info because, you know what I'm saying, to these corporations, right? When it comes to the algorithm, they need to give us at least a 1% something from the money that they make. You know what I'm saying? That's what I say. Because if only for the consumers, right? These Facebook and women making no damn money. That's what I say, right? Give us some money, damn it. Huh? What y'all think, right? Tell the damn Mark Zuckerberg and Jeff Bezos, all those people, to give us some of their money, huh? Every time we open their app, right? That's what needs to happen, man. Okay, why silence is surrender, right? Which can't be silenced, man, people. When communities remain silent, they unintentionally grant approval for whatever government or corporation chooses to do, right? Silence allowed oppression to grow unchecked. This is why the saying, if you don't do politics, politics will do you, has never been more accurate than today, right? I'll tell you something. The one thing about, especially like a lot of middle-class white folks, right? I respect a lot what they do. And I'll be real with you, right? When it comes to their community, they're going to speak up to the damn government. So I'm saying? Why can't we poor folks do the same shit? Especially black folks that live in the hood. Just because they live in the hood, you still ain't a damn American. Right? You know what I'm saying? You work hard and you pay your damn taxes. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes I feel, and I've been thinking about this, right? Some of the young ladies out there, you have your home girls, y'all playing with some dominoes, having a drink on the weekend, smoking a little joint. You know what I mean? And then y'all be like, damn. You know, every time we got all our roses jacked up. You see what I'm saying? I'm tired of it. Let's do something. Let's write our mayor. Let's go to the city hall and talk to that mayor. Let's fix the stuff, right? That's in our community, right? You can't change the world, but you can change your community, one community at a time, one block at a time. You can change things, right? You see what I'm saying? Because I guarantee, just like I was talking about those stay-at-home moms, right? A lot, right? And what they do. The one thing I can say about them, if she ain't right, they're gonna petition that governor to fix this shit. That's what they're gonna do. All right, and you gotta respect them for that. And I believe we need to do the same too. You know what I'm saying? We can't continue to stay silent. We can't. Because when we stay silent, when we stay silent, right? That's when they're doing stuff to us, we're not paying attention, right? We're not paying them because we don't say shit. You know what I'm saying? We go to the damn voting booth, right? Every couple of years or every 4 years, we go to the damn voting booth, and we vote. And then we just leave it at that. You know what I mean? Instead, we keep these damn politicians accountable for the things that they say. If they campaign on this shit, well, I expect at least half. They probably can't do every damn thing, but at least 50% within the first 4 years, right? At least 50% of what they campaign on to be accomplished. So I'm saying? You know what I mean? Now, what a politician said, look, a senator say, or a House member said, look, the president, I'm going to do this, right, if you vote for me. But they never said, okay, but we need to have the majority. If we don't have the majority, we can't make it happen. Now, once you hear a politician ever say that, you see what I'm saying? That's why I said, they need to keep it real with the people, right? You know what I mean? That's why we as voters, man, we have the power and we just don't realize it. Black folks out there, and I'm talking to you too, you have the damn power. You see what I'm saying? You have the damn power. You live in a ghetto, it doesn't matter. You have the damn power. You just don't realize it. You know what I mean? And just because you're from the ghetto, that don't make you a damn criminal. So I'm saying? You're probably less than 1% of people that live in the ghetto commit crimes. Right? But you know what though? The media is not going to highlight the good people though. The media is not going to highlight the good kid from the ghetto that's getting straight A's and getting a scholarship. You see what I'm saying? And getting a scholarship to go to them to this college, getting like $15 million worth of scholarship. Like this young black girl did a couple years ago in Hinesville, Georgia. Young black girl, man, she got $15 million in scholarship to go to whatever college she wants in America. That was one young girl at the time, but 2 years ago. You see what I'm saying? Think about that, though, man. Right? Man. Well, I'm telling you, man, I really believe that if we start paying more attention and start engaging within our community, you know what I'm saying? And even though if you got criminals around you, man, we need to get rid of those motherfuckers. Figure some shit out. Get rid of the damn chief of police. Say, look, man, I'm tired of these damn criminals messing up my damn neighborhood. I'm tired of that shit. Right? Because all they're doing is destroying your damn neighborhood and not doing nothing about it. These damn drug dealers that's in your damn neighborhood, get rid of those fools. See what I'm saying? These people that's not doing nothing with their life. They're hanging around and gangbanging. We don't need that type of shit in our life. We don't need that type of crap in our damn life. Get rid of those type of people, man. You see what I'm saying? We need to start making a damn stand. Right? We need to bring back stuff like the Neighborhood Watch. All that damn stuff, you know? Because there's so much law-abiding citizen, you know what I'm saying, in our damn neighborhood. Right? Trust me. You know what I mean? The grandmas in the neighborhood need to be taken care of. Some of these older ladies, older men, the grandpas, some of them live alone, right, by themselves. Some of them need help. See what I'm saying? Those are the type of stuff we need to start doing within our community, man. Help the elderly, help the young people, help the, you know what I'm saying, the people, help the children, the single moms who are working hard out there to try and make a living for the children, right? We need to go back to how it was when they say it takes a village, man, because it does take a village. Not only just to raise a child, but it takes a village for us to be better in life, right? It takes a whole community, man. And we need to get back to that. You know what I'm saying? We can't forget about the past, but we can't let the past, you know, all the things that happened to black folks in America, right? We should never forget it. And every chance we get, we should always bring that shit up. I don't give a damn, right? To let these people know how evil and wicked they were in the past, right? But at the same time, though, we can't let the past impede us. We can't, right? You know, we need to learn from our past and be smarter than our grandfathers, our fathers, right? Gen Z, you are the future. Now, Whitney Houston sang a song, "I Believe the Children Are the Future," right? And we teach them well, and we let them lead the way, right? Let's give them the wings and let them fly and do their own thing, right? I'm telling you, you know what I'm saying? That's what we need to do, right? As OG, right? I feel as though I'm an OG, right? Gen X OG, you know what I'm saying? We have the responsibility to teach what's behind us, right? When we were young, coming up, right, we said the baby boomers messed the country up. You know what I'm saying? Why think about Gen Z? Think about the Gen X's right now. See what I'm saying? Right? But at least the baby boomers, they fought for our civil rights. All of that shit. See what I'm saying? They fought. What has Gen X really done? Think about it, right? Gen X, from 1966 until 1980, right? Gen X. What have we really fought for in the past 40 years, huh? Tell me. We're not fighting for nothing right now. Not even in the damn music that we love, that we're listening to today. Right? The music, they ain't fighting for nothing. You see what I'm saying? We're not fighting for nothing at all. All thing we're doing, we're just laying silent. Why? Why are we just laying silent? You know what I mean? Hey, we have freedom of speech for a reason, right? We can speak our damn mind. We don't have to threaten nobody, because that's not who we are, right? We don't threaten people, but we speak our damn mind, man. See what I'm saying? We need to start fighting for our rights, fight for what's going on, so our children and grandchildren could live a better life than we did, better than us. See what I'm saying? Our grandchildren right now should not have less rights than we have. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you right now. I'll be able to try. All the generations so far, especially when it comes to black folks and women, all of all the generations so far, Gen X, right? We're right there. We're like, I guess, the sandwich generation, right? Gen X has had the better rights. Or if you think about it, of all the generation, right? From the baby boomers before, from the silent generation, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? That's my mother's generation who was born in the 30s, the silent generations, right? Gen X have had all the fucking rights. Gen X. Remember that. And now, we getting older, right? Right? We are getting older. We're gonna need the Gen Zs to take care of us, right? When we in the damn nursing home. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna need the damn Gen Zs and the millennials to take care of us, right? So we need to take care of them now. So they can take care of us when we're old and gray in the damn nursing home, man. Right? You know what I'm saying? When we need our ass wiped. We're gonna need them. The Gen Zs and the damn millennials. So we gotta do right by them, man. And we gotta take care of them, right? We gotta start teaching the young folks, man. Start talking to them, having conversation. Yeah, get it. Some of them might not listen. There's so much you can do about it, right? But at the same time, though, man, at least we try. You know what I mean? And on that note, thank you for tuning into Common Ground. Until next time, keep the conversation going.
You're tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.